Charlie Murphy is playing at Caroline's in New York. Charlie Murphy's on the phone. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, man. It's snowing outside. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Who would have thought?
You hear that, Sherry? Sherry's in. Sherry Shepherd is in Atlanta promoting Ride Along 2. She'll be home in New York tomorrow.
I live around the corner from Charlie.
What's
Murphy.
Up, Sherry?
Hey, Charlie, I live around the corner from you. It's snowing.
Live around the corner from me? Yes.
I live around the corner from you. You don't see me? I walk in front of your house every day.
That's also called stalking, isn't
right.
it?
You know, you call it stalking. I call it walking in front of Charlie's house.
Potatoes, potatoes.
Okay.
It's snowing out there?
Yes. You know you gotta have the SUV to get up the hill now. You know that, right? If you try to come up in a car, it's not going to happen. The way my block is set up, every year, I come out the house and I look down the hill, and she mm-hmm. could tell you, if she walks around the neighborhood, there'll
yes.
be a gang of cars just sitting there with their people left there. Just gave up.
Nice no. cars, too, huh?
Nice cars. Nice you know, cars. Yeah, just left in the snow.
You got to have an SUV today.
Just waiting for it all to thaw.
Yeah.
You play Vic on Black Jesus, one of my favorite shows.
Most, thank you, man.
Most of the people around here are scared to watch it because they think it's sacrilege and they're going to go to hell if they watch it.
The show's been on. We're getting ready to do our third season. Man. They need to get past that.
They really
and
do.
As far as going to hell is concerned, let's be honest. If you're going, you already did something. You're going already. Just stop
it. Oh, watching Black Jesus
watching
won't
Black
get me
Jesus
over.
Watching Black Jesus ain't going to make no difference. You already did something. If you're that scared, if you're so scared, and if I watch this TV show, right. that's going to be the straw that break the camel's back. You already did something.
You sitting there oiled up, talking about this going to send me to hell.
Yeah, this going to send me to hell. If I watch this TV show, you're okay.
I watch it. I love it. I love Black Jesus.
The show is poignant. It raises that. And, you know, the thing that makes most people that have never seen the show kind of reluctant to watch it is the reason why they should watch it. Because, you know, if you watch it, the principles of Christ, this dude is, he's living according to that.
And
the only problem that a lot of Christians may have now was they'll say, well, you know, we heard him, you know, use profanity, or we seen him look at a woman. Well, Jesus was a man. Hello.
And all of the characters.
He was a man, you know, and if you think about it, what do they teach you about him in church? They teach you about his birth and his death. He had a life between there.
And he probably cursed when that first nail went in. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, not even talking about Jesus, talking about somebody else. Michael Jackson, okay? Mm-hmm. People yeah. really was like, you know, buying into the whole thing. Like, Michael doesn't have sex. He's different. And I was looking at them going, really? He's different. Okay, it's what people want to believe, man.
Hey, Charlie Murphy, The characters in Black Jesus are similar to the characters in the Bible,
and exactly.
I read the blogs where they compare.
And another thing that was a lot of people were angry about that tripped me out before the show came on, because you know the show is number one on Adult Swim. We're number one in our time slot 2 years in a row.
Congratulations!
People that watch the show get it, but a lot of people were angry. They were saying, how dare you put my savior in the hood? Well, where was the original one at? Read the story.
That was the original one.
What character in the Bible do you think is Vic?
Vic.
Character.
What character do I think is Vic?
Yeah.
I got to really research that because Vic is, even though Vic is a butthole, Vic is, Vic. At the end of the day, Vic is a good guy. He's trying to tell people not to follow this guy because he doesn't believe that the guy is the real deal.
Con
and if you think about it, and I believe this wholeheartedly, if the Savior did show up right now, there would be a lot of people that would be acting like Vic. There would be a lot of people. I think if the Savior showed up right now, the same thing that happened to him last time would happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Because and they would be done by the so-called hardcore believers.
Yeah, like you Trump. Know?
Because at the end of the day, whatever's being practiced by human beings is being practiced by human beings. And within that scope of who's practicing it, you're going to have some people who are intelligent, some people that get it, and then you're going to have some people that are kind of like, you know, crazy.
I love
they're going to be in the mix, too.
I love the Christmas episode.
Yeah, they're going to be in the mix, too. That's why we have these extremist groups right now. Think about it.
Sherry, you should really watch it, because I know
I'm
you know the Bible backwards and forwards.
I guarantee you, you're going to laugh.
Maybe when I'm walking by your house, I'll stop by and we'll watch it together.
I'm going to watch
it, Charlie.
Don't get stuck
That's one
the
of the things
of the
I used
hill.
To say to hecklers. I used to be on stage and somebody would try to heckle, and I was asking the audience. It's a whole room full of people, and everybody's happy, and everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. Who wouldn't want that to be?
Performing at Carolines on Broadway. Charlie Murphy got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.